We welcome you into the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles rookie place kicker, Carey Spear. And I am not going to go there with anything other than this. You're a rookie. You come in. You walk into a locker room. You're the new guy on the block. What's it like? Be honest with me.
Honestly.
I want to know honestly what it's like.
Yeah, it's been nothing that I expected. This team's been overwhelmingly accepting and embracing
really?
Of all the rookies. I think Jalen said it before. We don't feel like rookies here. We feel like Eagles. And so it's been really warm welcoming. The guys have really been respectful. Coach Kelly talks about respect being given, trust being earned.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guys have done just that. They've been super respectful. So we're just trying to play our part, earn that trust from the guys, working hard every day, just keeping our mouth shut, go to work.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's been overwhelmingly
I find it interesting. You know, you're a young guy, and you're in this world of grown men, and
sure.
and it's like instant, man. It's like you're in college one day, and the next day you're in the NFL. Is there a level of expectation that changes instantly for you, Carey, or have you kind of felt that all along in the preparation process? Because it does take a long time to go from the end of the season at Vanderbilt to being
sure.
in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, I think the old Vanderbilt staff did a great job preparing us to act as professionally as possible on a daily basis. And you see that here, guys invest in themselves every day, whether it's in the film room, on the field, in the weight room, recovery. Guys just take it very seriously. And so coming from Vanderbilt, seeing it just at a next level kind of deal with the Eagles and the guys in the locker room, it's pretty awesome to see guys really willing to invest in themselves, just embracing the mission that we have here. To accomplish the one goal that we have.
So. Let's talk about the pre-draft process. How many teams worked you out? How much poking, prodding, weird
yeah.
questions? The feeling of just kind of being this object of everybody's kind of attention scrutiny.
Yeah, I had 5 workouts in the off season, including Coach Phipp coming down to Vanderbilt and working me out. And we had a great workout, great dialogue. That line of communication was pretty consistent from that point up until the draft. Knowing that the Eagles had limited draft picks, there wasn't much room for drafting a kicker, and I understood that.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it would be an incredible opportunity to be an Eagle, understanding what Coach Kelly has going on here with the organization. Everyone's aligned on the same mission, like I said, being the best Eagle we
yeah.
can be every day.
Did you expect to get drafted, or did you hope to get drafted?
Sure, everyone yeah. hopes to get drafted.
Did you watch the draft?
I watched it with
yeah.
my family. It was a great time, Mother's Day weekend.
It wasn't like a sense of agony or anything?
No, not at all. Not at all. It'd be a blessing.
Yeah.
It's a blessing being here
sure.
as a free agent.
Well, it's about getting here and getting the opportunity. It doesn't matter how you got here. When you go through a workout, Carey, what actually happens? I mean, I think fans just kind of get the idea that you line up and you kick the ball and that's it. But there's a lot of technique and a lot of direction that coaches give you and the way they ask you to kick the ball and from the different hash marks. And
sure.
Kind of walk me through that.
So the way it's formatted is depending on the coach – they'll come in, have you kick X amount of kickoffs, so many deep, so many to the right, so many to the left. Have you hit your onside kicks? Want to see your efficiency in that, whether you're able to hit it deep enough, high enough, and well enough directionally is important. So just being prepared for all those different aspects of the kickoff and then being ready to obviously just hit your X amount of field goals. So that's exactly what Coach Phipp had me do, hit some directionally. I was prepared for it. I had a couple workouts before that, so I understood the format a little better. They're all pretty consistent,
mm-hmm.
pretty similar. And then hit the field goal routine and then had a little dialogue at the end. Sometimes there's interviews, sometimes there's not. And that's it.
Do they want to get into your mental, into your psyche?
Sure,
yeah.
sure. Some coaches.
So how do they do that?
Just by asking questions
yeah.
on my preparation towards
okay.
that.
And okay. So I lied. I'm gonna go there. I want to talk about. I mean, the Eagles fans here. There's a bit of cult love for you already. For the physical way that you play the position. You are not one who holds back on the football field,
no.
are you?
No. And that's just part of just being a team player, trying to embrace the mission. Just at Vanderbilt, we had 4 core values: having a positive attitude, great work ethic, compete in everything you do, and being willing to sacrifice. So that was part of it, just being willing to sacrifice. And whether that's some social time on campus or your body on the field, just being a team player, being all in, which Coach Kelly speaks about being all in as an Eagle, embracing the mission, being willing to sacrifice.
You've used the term embracing the mission a couple times here. You definitely have listened to Coach, and he's made an impact on you, hasn't he?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And it's really impressive to see all the guys, no matter what where you're at, whether you're the first-round pick or you're the 11th-year vet, guys coming in, everyone's embracing this mission of just trying to be mentally, physically tough, working hard and not making excuses every day. And so it's impressive to see all these guys line up and respect Coach Kelly and what he has going on here. So it makes you really excited to be an Eagle.
What will be the largest challenge to making it in the NFL?
I'm not looking at just making it. Right now I'm just focused on being the best teammate I can be.
Okay.
I got great leadership in John, Donnie, and Al. Those guys have been awesome thus far, and in particular, Al's taking me under his wing, showing me the ropes.
Which I think is great. I think fans look at it and go, hey, there's this guy against this guy, and is this guy going to help this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
And Alex has been helpful for
you. Yeah, absolutely. I just want to be the best team. I want to make Al better. I want Al to make me better, and that's what we're doing here. And so, like I said, I couldn't have fallen into a better organization. We have guys who are building each other up, not trying to break each other down.
Great. So. Well, hey, man, we look forward to it. I know every day is a different way. Is it a lot different than you've trained in the past?
Just more time dedicated to it, and honestly, that's a blessing. I love this game, so anytime I can prepare and just be in the game of football.
Are you into the old time stories of kickers and
here and there? I grew up a Cleveland kid, so
sure.
Lou the Toe.
Yeah,
grew up watching Phil Dawson,
right.
He's been great to see. So pay attention to it all. Sure.
Yeah, it's listen. Football players come in all shapes and sizes, and kickers are football players.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Kerry Spear, thanks, man.
Thank
Good to
you.
Get to know you.
Appreciate it.
Kerry Spear in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.